This is MSO News Sports. Joining us right now is Jenny Aspinall. She is the Vice Commodore of the Boston Yacht Club and also co-chair of the Marblehead to Halifax Ocean Race. Jenny, first of all, tell us about the race and all the preparations that kind of go into to getting this race off on Sunday.
Well, an enormous amount of preparation goes into it. We start really when the last race stops, which was 2 years ago. But in earnest, we started in November, having weekly and monthly conferences to get committee chairs ready to do everything from the actual race start on the water and the actual finish to getting sponsorship, having boats that will control spectator boats, having customs because it's truly an international race. So we had a team of myself and my co-chair in Halifax, and each of us had committees of about 12 chairs representing everything from transporting gear up to Canada to customs to getting them a mooring in Marblehead, which is always hard. So many, many aspects.
Altogether, how many boats will be competing this year?
76.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot, yeah, wow.
Yes, it is. We've done a lot of promotion on our website to really encourage, get a good sort of buzz going on the online communications and get people excited. And we have 38 boats and skippers who have never done this race before. So we're feeling very proud that we've actually expanded in a time when ocean races are generally diminishing.
Yeah, and obviously kind of in the shadow of the tall ships that were just through here a couple of weeks ago, really, right?
Yes, a little bit, but added to the excitement, certainly for all the Coast Guard, et cetera, that we're dealing with. They've had a pretty busy few weeks.
Is there a favorite or two in this race, say, from Marblehead?
There are some very strong boats from Marblehead. I would think it's probably Valiant, Gary Gregory, which is an old 12-meter, and J.B. Braun, who has just come back from designing the sail for Oracle in the America's Cup, and he's taking his own custom boat built up with a friend and both their two boys. Yeah. So it's a father-son combination, but they would be the favorites from Marblehead.
Now, tell me what happens on Sunday when the race begins.
When the race begins, we have 10 categories of boats, and they'll be starting approximately 10 minutes apart. The race starts about a mile and a half off Marblehead, and we have it so that the race will come towards Marblehead Harbour, make a turn, go out to close to Tinker's Island, and then off to Canada. So there's a triangle in towards the shore so that the maximum number of people can watch it from the shore as well as from boats. And the start sequence is always exciting. There are at least 10 boats in most categories, so there'll be some hustling to get across the line first, even though they've then got 343 miles to go after that.
Exactly. Will it start about noontime? Is that right or not?
It will actually start at 1 o'clock this year. And the reason we do that is because the winds tend to pick up and be a bit better in the afternoon here.
All right, last question for you. As a vice Commodore of the Boston Yacht Club, obviously you've experienced in sailing. And just tell me your background in it. How did you get interested in it?
I'm probably not one of the most experienced ocean racers. I've been, always loved the water. I grew up in the UK. I did a little sailing there and then came to Boston and just fell in love with sailing. I sail in one design, smaller boats, mostly racing. And it's a terrific sport for people of all ages. It's a wonderful way for children to learn discipline and organization and taking command and understanding risk, and it's just a thrilling sport. The boats really don't travel too fast, but they feel as if they do. So I feel passionate about sailing as a sport and making it accessible to everyone.
Gotcha. Well, great. Jenny, best of luck with all of this, and thanks so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome.
Jenny Aspinall, the Vice Commodore of the Boston Yacht Club and the co-chair of the Marblehead to Halifax Ocean Race here on MSO News Sports.